This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I want Mr. Trump to consider having a White House conference on urban reconstruction. Where we look at violence, causes, and cures. Race and gender disparities, the impact of poverty on people's development, and some plan for rebuilding these inner cities. If you remove the lead paint and the lead in the water, jobs. If you plow away the weeds, landscapers' jobs. If you demolish that which must be demolished, jobs. If we in fact have a plan, not just a kind of gesture, not using Chicago as a foil, you may very well have more jobs than people. Let's figure out some creative way together to put America back to work.
And you know,
let us share America's prosperity.
The president has, of course, talked about infrastructure and the inner city, and of course pointed to the very city you're in tonight. And we hear those sirens, whether they're police, ambulance, or fire sirens, in terms of the outrageous, uncontrolled, horrible killing that is occurring in your city and in some other urban centers tonight.
Well, you have a situation here of 4,000 shot last year and 800 killed, guns in, drugs in, jobs out. We need help. In a big way, we need help. But if you're going to stop the gun flow, NRA objects to the gun flow being stopped because we know where the guns. There are no guns made in Chicago. There are no gun shops here. We know where they're made across the board in Barrington, or down in Kentucky, or Indiana. We know where the guns are made. And we know that we must have some plan to stop the violence. We all want to stop the violence.
And it has just been horrendous in your city. Reverend Jesse Jackson tonight from Chicago.
Yeah, let me say quickly, we need to bring in the feds, the Federal Housing and Urban Development, the Federal Labor, Federal Job Creation, Federal Education. We need to bring in not just militia, but departments of government that can service the people and expand their life options.
When you say bring in the feds, what do you mean?
Well, you know, Scott, you know, what's disappointing here, you know, when I hear Jesse Jackson, is that here he's been at the forefront for all these years. And my question is, where have you been? You know, what have you been doing about this? Have you only been taking care of yourself and the Rainbow Coalition? What can you cite? And I'm just asking the question.
Well, that's a great question. And it was one of the moments when I thought that it was one of the when he's running for president, it's one of the great moments he had. When he was in the debate and he looked over at Hillary and he's like, "You had 20 years. What have you done?"
Yeah. I mean, if Jesse Jackson could come in and say, "Look, hey, in this community, this is what we did. You know, we got together. We created these jobs. We did things infrastructure wise. We utilized natural resources within the community. We got people to, you know, get behind and sponsor projects here that help the youth in this community. We were vigilant in cooperating with law enforcement to eradicate the sales of drugs. We returned local, you know, community parks to the people there. We listened to the grandmothers and came alongside. I mean, give me some concrete examples of how you led the way instead of, you know, just being there to you know, blackmail companies and take money. And I know that sounds harsh. Some people go, wait, how'd you get there? And that kind of deal. Well, you know, look at what, you know, Reverend Jackson has done, all in the name. And of course, part of it bothers me in referring to him. I mean, he holds on to the title of Reverend. And I go, well, I'm not sure, you know, I mean, I question that and it bothers me. I don't know if that's fair or not to do that. But yeah. I think if you want the respect of being a reverend, then, you know, show me the fruit of, you know, your reverend credentials.
Yeah, and if you've been doing something for 20 years, 50 years, he's been doing this for 50 years now, probably right around then. you have to have something that you can point back to and show.
Well, he's had a great opportunity, 50 years, like you say, to be able to have a legacy. What's his legacy? Just ask him the question. 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here with you. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, socialism expert Trevor Louden, author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. It is an extensively footnoted expose of the rapidly unfolding Marxist jihadi takeover of the United States legislative branch. Trevor, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, mate?
Look, always good. Always good, Bill. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, I want to talk about your latest article about radical leftists as future leaders. As a lead-in, I want to read you something that President Obama said the other day to George Stephanopoulos. He says, "I think I did in a sense that there's a whole generation coming up behind us that was engaged." The question was relative, you know, what kind of impact he had in terms of America going forward. Did he have the kind of legacy impact that he had hoped to have? And he, as he says, he's looking at the generation behind. He says, "They were inspired. They worked for change during the course of my presidency, saw what was possible, and that that generation, it's coming. They're not the majority yet, but they're going to be the majority soon. And when you look at what they believe in, when they, you look at how they value diversity, how they believe in science, how they care about the environment, how they believe in, you know, everybody getting a fair shot, how they believe in not discriminating against people for sexual orientation, you know, their belief that we have to work with other countries to create a more peaceful world and to alleviate poverty, that's the majority of an entire generation that's coming up behind us." Sounds like a warning to me, Trevor. There's a lot of code language in there, don't you think?
Look, absolutely. It's a complete warning. You know, this is a cultural shift and a demographic shift. And Obama is telling his supporters that, yes, the progressive majority will be ruling this country very, very soon unless something changes, and it will change the country forever. And that's what Obama has set the stage for. That's what he's been working towards. And he's quite right. There is a new generation coming behind him, the Kamala Harrises, the Cory Bookers, the Castro brothers from San Antonio.
Exactly.
That are going to carry the revolution forward.
Well, not to mention all the other card-carrying democratic socialists that are part of Congress. And I still, you know, I'm shocked, you know, the Keith Ellisons and that, who put their hand, well, Keith Ellison didn't put his on a Bible, he put it on the Quran in taking his allegiance. But even then, I mean, that's almost hypocritical. How do you swear allegiance to protect this country against enemies, foreign and domestic, but yet your hand is on something that says the exact antithesis?
Well, that's right. The Quran is all about Sharia law. And Sharia law is directly opposed to the Constitution of the United States. And, you know, there are still laws on the books in this country that you cannot enter America if you've ever belonged to a communist or a fascist group seeking to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. Yet if you believe in Sharia law, which is what the Quran is all about,
right,
you believe in overthrowing the U.S. Constitution. So here you're quite right, it's incredibly hypocritical to swear an oath on the Quran to protect the Constitution when the Quran is opposed to the U.S. Constitution.
Well, it's beyond hypocritical. I mean, it's very dangerous because you talk about sleeping with the enemy. I mean, we're letting the enemy come in with our eyes wide open saying, oh, it's okay if you do a King's X here. And you, but, you know, we got to go through the motions of this oath that you got to make. But don't worry about it. It's really not all that serious. So whether your hand's on the Bible that you don't believe in or the Quran that you do believe in, that's okay. No harm, no foul. That's what our leaders are telling these people. And, you know, we have mayors of city. We've got people in positions in that are directing cities and governments, and they're rising through the ranks here. And, you know, it's almost like they're going unnoticed, Trevor, which is beyond me. What is going on?
Well, look, there's a major infiltration of the United States. And if you look at Congress, I say there's at least 100 members of the House and 20 members of the Senate who are so enmeshed in radicalism of the communist or Islamic varieties that they couldn't pass an FBI background check to drive a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're sitting in Congress. You've got a massive infiltration of the government infrastructure. And behind that, you've got the changing demographics and the cultural revolution that's happening in the youth that is going to sweep this country into socialism in the next few years, mm-hmm, unless it's addressed.
Right.
Now, we've just elected a president who wants to roll that back, but we cannot sit in our hands because, you know, all that has to happen is that, you know, the illegal immigrants in this country, all that has to happen is the 12 to 40 million illegals in this country, mm-hmm, are at some point granted citizenship and voting rights, and they will vote 80% Democrat, and from that point you've got a one-party state.
Exactly.
That's all that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't count the young people coming through politicized in the schools and the universities. That doesn't count the young Bernie-crats that are coming through. So it's absolutely fantastic that Donald Trump won the last election. It gives the country a chance. But if that chance isn't taken and concrete steps, you know, taken, it's only one more Democratic administration in 2020 or 2024, and this country is a one-party state.
Exactly. Forever. And we're seeing what's happening. Trevor, to your point, we're seeing exactly what's happening in California. That is a one-party state, and it is an absolute mess. In New York, for all intent and purposes, is pretty much the same way.
Yeah, well, you know, you look at all the sanctuary cities in California, you know, that now they're giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses so they can vote even more easily. You know, look, if you look at Orange County, for instance, which was once the most conservative county in the entire United States, now it's run by Democrats largely because of illegal immigration and the unions, the communist-controlled unions, going out and signing up tens and hundreds of thousands of illegals to vote and busing them around to all sorts of polling places. California is a one-party state, mm-hmm, and the whole of America will be a one-party state if this trend continues.
Well, you mentioned Orange County. That's where I was based out of after I got out of the Marine Corps, and I know exactly what you were talking about. Predominantly Republican, and now in this last election, I think it was only 40% Republican. You know, so the majority now has taken over. The Democrats have taken over, and it's hard for me to imagine. But I saw the creep. I saw it happening. Now President Obama says, "Look, I believe in these millennials that are right behind me. They're coming. They don't have the majority yet." He spoke a very clear warning, and here he is. He also spoke in terms of the community organizer that he is. And he mentioned that as well. So he's not leaving D.C. He's staying close to really put the organization back into the community like never before. Trevor Loudon is with us. We've got more from Trevor on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution.
Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Summer spade, the fruits of summer fade. They have to save
the 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Trevor Loudon is with us. His books, The Enemies Within, also the movie Enemies Within, which is incredibly compelling. Trevor, I cannot thank you enough for your support of a constitutional United States of America and what you've done on our behalf to expose the enemies within with this movie. Tell our audience how they can get their hands on it.
Yeah, look, just go to, very simply, go to enemieswithinmovie.com. You can see the movie online. You can buy the movie there, or you can go to Amazon, Amazon Prime, Enemies Within Movie, and hire the movie online there. But what you'll find there is basically the blueprint for the Islamic communist takeover of the U.S. Democratic Party and the basic government infrastructure of this country. And I know that sounds a little far-fetched to some people, but I'm sure when they see the movie and the proof that we have, that will explain so many of the strange changes that have happened in America, the push for illegal immigration, the gutting of the U.S. military, the PC political correctness that is basically destroying this country, the massive increase in Islamic immigration. All of these things are tied together in that movie, and I think it will shock even most educated conservatives at just how badly this country is infiltrated.
You know, Trevor, we were talking before about our kids being indoctrinated in the schools today. Parents, hardworking parents, Americans, working their tails off to get their kids through school, only to be indoctrinated. And I got to imagine some of these families, when the kids come home for Thanksgiving dinner, are wondering, who in the heck took over my kid's body here?
Well, that's right. You know, the left, the 60s radicals who tried to have a revolution back in the Vietnam War era, they've been in the universities for the last 40 years now, and they have been indoctrinating hundreds of thousands, millions of young Americans into some form of Marxism, political correctness, cultural Marxism, etc. So you're quite right, you know. Hardworking parents slave away to send Junior to college so he can come home at Thanksgiving and tell them how stupid they are.
Right.
And that has huge ramifications for America in the next few years, because these young people will become the ruling majority very, very soon. Mm-hmm. And they are indoctrinated into socialism. Whether they understand it that way or not, that is where the country's headed. And that's why I talked about the demographics and the cultural shift. You know, we've had a reprieve with President Trump, but that's only a reprieve, and we have to take full advantage of that to actually reverse these trends before it's too late.
Well, and it's a dogfight and a half, because the left and progressives are not going to give up ground easily. They've worked hard over the years, over the decades, to get where they are. And right now, it's a little inconvenient. It's a little bit of a pause. But, you know, just as President Obama said, he's looking over into this next generation, that next wave of millennials that are sitting there getting ready to take over. And they've been very well, to your point, very well indoctrinated and oriented to this form of government that he sees for the future of America.
Yeah, well, there's a man called Steve Phillips.
Trevor, you mentioned Steve Phillips. I was just going to ask you about him.
Yeah, look, Steve Phillips is not well known on the national stage, but he's written a great book, an interesting book, Brown is the New White.
Mm.
And what he's saying this, now, Steve Phillips was a Maoist radical at Stanford University in the late 80s. And he gathered a whole bunch of people around him. He was a hardcore communist. And then he married into the Sandler family, the very, very rich, very liberal, very left Sandler family, and worked his way up through San Francisco politics. Well, he set up an organization called PowerPAC, which is one of the first people to finance Barack Obama. They're also behind Kamala Harris, who just is now the senator from California,
right.
And also Cory Booker, who's a senator from New Jersey. All of these people can trace their political roots back to the Stanford University Maoist mafia, I call it. And what they're doing, what his thesis is this, is very simple. He says 26% of America, the American voting bloc, are progressive whites. They will reliably vote Democrat. There are another 39% who are progressive people of color. Now he's counting most of the black population, most of the Latino population, and most of the Asian population in that. And he says that this 26% and the 39% makes 55% of the voters. So he says basically the progressives already have a minority. A majority.
A majority already.
So
yeah.
What happened? They've already got a majority, but in the last election, a lot of the black population, a lot of the Latino population did not turn out. And some of them flipped to Trump. But what he's saying is that the demographics, the young progressive whites who are building in numbers, the Bernie Sanders people, and the progressives, the progressives people of color, which are becoming a greater and greater percentage of the population, add to that immigrants from the Middle East and across the Mexican border, America will have a permanent progressive majority very, very soon. Very soon.
That's pretty
and
scary
at that
stuff.
Point,
yeah.
And at that point, so this is what Obama's talking about. And Obama works very closely with Steve Phillips. Steve Phillips really got him into the White House. So he's just looking at straight out demographics and the cultural shift. There's already a progressive majority in the country. They didn't vote in this election because Hillary Clinton was so terrible and she sabotaged Bernie Sanders so badly. But it only takes one more Democratic president and they will have a permanent majority forever. That is why Donald Trump has got to do a whole bunch of things to really bring free enterprise back in the country so that a lot more black people buy into free enterprise and get pried away from the Democratic Party. A lot more Latino people follow the same path, because if that doesn't happen, you will have a socialist America in either the next election or the election after, and that will be it. That will be a permanent state of affairs.
Trevor, and to your point here, is this also why former Attorney General Eric Holder is in California now these days?
Well, yeah, I think it is, because California is the model, and that's where Kamala Harris is based, and she is going to be on the VP ticket. She'll be on the Democratic ticket either next election or the election after. So will Cory Booker. And the other ones are the Latino, the Castro brothers, Julian and Joaquin out of San Antonio. These and Elizabeth Warren are going to cobble together the majority that will take America into the progressive thing forever, if they can do it. That is the plan. So Obama is very confident for a reason. You know, they've had a setback. They've had a huge setback. But Donald Trump has to make sure that Trump takes full advantage of this to push the left back 50 years. Otherwise, America is in deep trouble.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, the country's surrounded, and this is why Barack Obama, with confidence, could tell George Stephanopoulos that they're soon to be the majority.
Yeah, they are, and you know, it was only the fact, really, that a lot of the black, too many black people did not vote in this election, especially in places like Florida, that cost the Democrats this election, you know, because of the appalling candidate that Hillary Clinton was.
Well, Trevor, I'm sorry, we're out of time. We got to wrap it up right here and leave it right there until we talk again, hopefully very soon. Trevor Loudon, New Zealand author, speaker, political activist. Trevor, very quickly, tell everybody where they can go to get their hands on your movie.
Yep, enemieswithinmovie.com. I urge people to get it. You'll be shocked.
Amen.
Enemieswithinmovie.com.
Trevor Loudon, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, pleasure.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, it really hasn't changed. A conversation I had probably about 7 years ago with then Governor Mike Huckabee. You know, I said, Governor, you know as well as I do, it's still a spiritual battle ultimately. That's what the good fight's all about. And we've been given powerful weapons, you know, to conduct warfare. In the spiritual realm, you know, this is a culture war that we're dealing with. All this is manifestation of what is happening at the spiritual level. And if you think not, our next guest will even bring it more into focus. Fellow McAleer is with us. He's been on with us before talking about Kermit Gosnell, and they've just released a book. He and his wife have co-written a very powerful and provocative book which tells the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer. Phelim, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations to you and Anne. You know, for the book, I know we have a documentary, a movie that you've been able to produce. Last time you and I talked, we were doing some fundraising for the movie. And from what I hear from what Anne said is that you're looking for a distributor right now. So it will get released out there. And, you know, I cannot wait to see the movie. But the book itself is... it is so compelling and eye-opening because, you know, in large part, the mainstream media has kept this story under wraps, hasn't it?
I think you're being too kind to them there, Bill, in large part.
Right.
In every part, actually, they kept it under wraps. They have killed themselves not to cover this story. They have made themselves look ridiculous. A reporter for the Washington Post said she wouldn't cover the trial of America's biggest serial killer because it was a local crime story. You know, so they don't want to cover any story or cover any book that possibly could shine a negative spotlight on abortion. And so that's why, you know what, there's been no mainstream media coverage of this book, zero. We haven't had a mention in one piece of mainstream media, no reviews, nothing. It opened, and on the first day, it went to number 3 on the Amazon bestsellers list. It was the number 3 top-selling book in America on that day.
Wow.
The mainstream media is finished. Now, it slipped back a bit, and I want your listeners to help us here. We need to get it back up in Amazon. We need to get it back up in the New York. We need to get it into the New York Times bestseller list. We need you to go to the bookshops and buy it. And, you know, I'm sorry to ask that favor of your listeners. But
well, no. I think that it is a story that needs to be told. You know, the mainstream media is being blamed a lot. But they're just co-conspirators in this whole program, as you and Anne report in this book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. I mean, some people think, oh, maybe it's John Wayne Gacy is the most prolific, or Ted Bundy. But when you understand what Kermit Gosnell did, you know, to his community and to the people there, it is most incredible. And you've got quite the cover up, because the light of exposure that you and Anne have placed on this story is quite comprehensive. So it's more than the mainstream media. We've got elected officials, we've got interest groups all participating in putting a cover on this. And it is amazing that people on the left and those that support abortion silently support what Kermit Gosnell was doing.
Well, they don't want to acknowledge what he was doing. And I mean, the thing is, people ask me what shocked you about this book the most. What shocked me, obviously, it's a shocking crime and series of crimes, but the evidence that shocked me was the evidence of the legal abortions. Because the prosecution brought in legal abortionists to show what a good abortion is and how that differed from the bad abortions that Kermit Gosnell did. And I'm going, when you look at it, there wasn't that much difference. And by the way, legal abortions are, I never knew this. They are shocking. They are bloody. They are disgusting. Yeah. The details of a legal abortion are, I was going to say the word amazing, but that's interesting. I was going to use the word amazing. Here I am, a journalist, educated. I read a lot of media. I didn't know what abortion was before I started this book. My wife, Anne, read the preface. The first line is, I never liked pro-lifers. These are the people who wrote this book. Read the preface. Anne said, I never liked pro-lifers. I didn't trust them. Because she thought they photoshopped pictures. She thought they exaggerated what happened. Let me tell the pro-life community out there, you didn't. We apologize. You didn't. In fact, you're not shocking enough, in our opinion. You're not truthful enough. Or your message is not getting out there. One thing we do know is Planned Parenthood are geniuses.
Yeah.
They have managed to keep the truth about abortion from the American people, and that's why we wrote this book.
Look what they were able to do, Phelim, this year. I mean, last year they get exposed big time for selling baby parts, and the guy who blows the whistle goes to jail. None of them go to jail. People that broke the law, they actually broke the law. They get a get out of jail card of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we hear a lot about American heroes, but David Dalyden of the Planned Parenthood, he's an American hero. I mean, he's a proper journalist. Listen, I think they haven't gone to jail yet. The new sheriff of town, and you know, they can't keep a lid on it for too long. And this is part of this book, getting this book into the bestseller list. You know, getting your listeners to go out and buy it, make a statement, say, you know, go online, Amazon, go to GolfMailBook.com. Just you know, tell the mainstream media the cover up stops now. We're not going to take it anymore. You've been lying to us. They've been lying to you since Roe v. Wade. And they've been lying to me, and I'm a little bit angry about it myself, because I thought I was smart, and you know what, I'm not that smart, because I fell for that that line of chat from the mainstream media.
Well, you know, as we said on this show, Phelan, for a while here, that, you know, America looks at abortion and it accommodates it because of Roe v. Wade. You know, the government, our own government, national representatives have endorsed Roe v. Wade, and so it kind of has the good housekeeping seal of approval, is what we say here in America. What we said is kids growing up, so it was endorsed by our government. So we said, well, looking at the reality, like you say, you haven't been shocked enough with the truth. It's like even still, the truth is being withheld for you to realize what happens in the abortion process. Everybody wants to debate whether or not when does a fetus, when does a baby start feeling pain, and all these other things. Well, and we're realizing what we've been told, and the propaganda that has been fed to us has been one lie after another.
Not that long ago, we probably thought, myself and my wife thought, that, you know, it was a clump of cells, you know, as Planned Parenthood would like to believe. Listen, The book. I mean, the good thing about the book too is it's heavily in court transcripts, right? So there are no pro-life activists quoted in the book. It's very funny. I mean, it's strange. There are no pro-life activists quoted in this book. It's all detectives and forensic scientists and pathologists and medical examiners and experts and abortionists. And boy, do they condemn abortion from their own mouth. And everyone's very interesting. Everyone. Who was involved, and this is Philadelphia, a very liberal city. Almost everyone who was involved in the trial, jurors, journalists, lawyers, prosecutors, they all started off as pro-choice, of course. Let me tell you, they're not pro-choice now. Everyone had their opinion on abortion teams once they found out the truth about abortion. And not through campaigners, but through facts, through science, through analysis, through evidence. Evidence and the truth is a very compelling thing.
Exactly. Well, as you say, I'll tell you, when you're confronted with the truth, you've got to make a choice. It doesn't, I guess maybe you can stand on the sidelines if you choose to do so. But, I'll tell you, it is quite eye-opening. Phelan McAleer is with us. We got more from Phelan right after.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. 1396.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming your way, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Is over 280 affiliates around the world via shortwave as well. The title of this interview is Getting Away with Murder, How the Pro-Choice Media Establishment Gave Abortionist Kermit Gosnell Carte Blanche to Kill. Is a shocking new book that is revealing the untold story behind the investigation and conviction of Dr. Kermit Gosnell, America's most prolific serial killer. Gosnell, the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer, reveals in shocking detail how the Philadelphia doctor was able to continue his killing spree for more than 30 years, murdering hundreds, some say thousands, you know, thousands of people, thousands of victims. This book is written by investigative journalist Ann McElhaney and fellow McAleer. It looks at how he was finally, we're talking to Kermit Gosnell, was finally stopped, arrested, and tried for mass murder of women, children, and convicted in 2013. Fellow McAleer continues with us. Fellow, Kermit Gosnell, of all things, was caught in a drug bust. He was arrested for selling pills, and I mean he had quite a business going on. And because of the drug bust, if it wasn't for that, then who knows? Maybe Kermit Gosnell would continue on his murdering spree.
Oh, totally, totally. He was not going to be caught for his abortion activities. You know, it was clear. The bureaucrats in Pennsylvania have not inspected his clinic for 17 years. It was a drugs bust. It was a hero cop, a drugs cop, who managed to turn one of his staff from an informant and was doing interviewing her. She said a woman died there. And he became interested. He became fascinated with this woman as he died. So he put her name into the police database. No report. And he's going, a woman arrives healthy, dies. So normally there's a police report if there's an ambulance called, you know, to an incident. So right. He couldn't understand this, why there'd been no investigation. So he made it his job. This woman was a refugee. She was a Bhutanese refugee. She spent 20 years in a refugee camp and came here, and 3 or 4 months later, she was dead. And, you know, she's liberals claim to love and care for refugees. This one, they didn't care about it at all. They have passed on those until this hero cop. There's a lot of anti-cop rhetoric out there and propaganda, but that's how there are some hero cops in there. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people now who are alive, babies who were not murdered, and women who were not murdered, because this hero cop went out of his way. He got into trouble for it too, because he's a narcotics officer, not a homicide officer.
Right.
But he was her champion, and he's a hero, Jim Wood.
What an incredible story! And thank God for Jim Wood and what he did. This is the cost of morality today. In the culture war that we live in, Phelan.
It's a shocking story. I mean, and you know, the biggest enemy of women and children in Pennsylvania, funny enough, was a Republican governor, Tom Ridge. Up until he was elected in 1995, women were the clinics were inspected once a year, but now they were inspected. It was false found. They ignored them. But at least people came in the door. When Tom Ridge was elected, he was told, "Oh, you have to get into Pennsylvania, you have to be a moderate Republican." So he stood as a pro-choice Republican, and when he got in, he ended the annual inspections of abortion clinics. That's when Gosnell's killings accelerated, and his mass murder really took off.
Well, in your book, you address the fact that Gosnell, which is going to be a big surprise for people, and there's lots of surprises in this book. This is why you have to get your hands on it. The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. You and Anne write that Gosnell never completed a residency in obstetrics or gynecology, but was able to practice medicine and perform abortions. I mean, how did that happen? I mean, for 30 years.
To be an abortionist in Philadelphia, you must be a registered OBGYN, right? Obstetrics, gynecology. So they were going in annual inspections. He never completed his residency, and they just said, well, they just shrugged their shoulders, because it's abortion. It's a protected class. Abortion is a protected sacrament of the liberal left. He was an African American. Maybe that protected him as well. But I think it's the abortion thing. I think it's not a race thing. I think it's the abortion. Abortion must be protected at all class. It's the left wing sacrament. It's the left wing holy cow. It cannot be interfered with. So even with the inspections, he was illegal. They knew he was illegal, but they didn't care. And then Tom Ridge, the Republican governor, came in, and there was no inspection. They weren't even checking after that.
Amazing. 17 years that he's running this house of horrors without any kind of oversight or inspection that takes place. Now, the abortions that he had conducted, late term, I mean, it didn't matter, right?
Yeah, no, it didn't matter. He would do any, you know, the staff recorded him and doing 7-8 months, you know, 7-8 months. But he, on Sundays, him and his wife did the difficult cases, which we believe were 9 months. We believe were just pre-birth. No one knows. Him and his wife did it in 5 different cases.
Well, Phelan, you documented one of his comments as saying that there was one baby that was born so big he said he could have walked him to the bus stop. I mean, that's pretty cold-hearted, isn't it?
That's what Gosnell said. He looked down and he said, "There's a baby boy, A." He looked down and says, "Oh, he's so big he could walk me to the bus stop." And the staff looked down and were so shocked. Like, these were hardened abortion staff. They were so shocked that that three of them took photographs of that baby on their phone, and it was those photographs that sunk him.
Well, as you say that you and Anne, as you're writing this book and you're investigating and you're doing research, you're not focusing on any pro-life narrative. You're just dealing with the facts as reported in the court, and you're dealing with this, and you are just the shock. Talk about shock and awe. I mean, it continues for you as you get into this, and then you even have opportunity to have direct conversations with Kermit Gosnell, right?
He phones me all the time. In fact, there was a phone call, as I'm speaking to you here, there was a phone call coming through, and I'm sort of thinking, I could be Gosnell. You know, he phones me all the time. We visit him in prison. He's charismatic and creepy at the same time. He kept putting his hand on my wife's knee. He kept having inappropriate conversations. He kept, he sang a love song in French to my wife. He's very plausible. If you didn't know the truth about what he did, you wouldn't realize he lies as easily as he breathes. He lies all the time. He lies about small things and big things, but he lies when he thinks he can get away with it. We know he's lying because we know the story so well, but very often we don't pull him up on it because we want more information out of him. Mm-hmm. So we talked about his travel, and he's an addiction expert, and he went to Poland, and he went to visit Auschwitz. So,
this is an amazing, his comment about Auschwitz. Go ahead.
Yeah, a man charged with killing hundreds, if not thousands, of babies. And he said, you probably know the quote better than I do this day. He said, I went there and I saw the apparently at Auschwitz, they have, when they kill the babies, the children, they stack their shoes, the children's shoes, and pile them, and they've preserved those stacks now. As a memorial, and he says, I saw the stacks of children's shoes, all very neat and organized. It was very impressive, he says. It was very impressive, and I'm going, I've never heard anyone describe Auschwitz as impressive.
Impressive, yeah, exactly.
Especially someone who's maintaining his innocence for killing babies, but he's so sociopathic that he doesn't see the problem with describing Auschwitz as impressive.
Well, and it would only seem to follow, I think you could reason, that somebody who is that dark and convinced that he was doing a service for the poor people, that he was, and somehow he used scripture, he used God's word to justify the murdering of these babies, right?
Yeah, I mean, your readers can look at that. He writes his letters all the time for prison, and one of his recent letters was a series of biblical passages and scriptures that he claims justifies abortion, and he explains why the biblical passage justifies abortion. I'd love your readers to read it, actually, and write back to me and give me the context for the passages and tell me. I'm not a biblical scholar, I have to admit, I'd love to hear what your listeners think of that. I mean, obviously it's ludicrous, but let's really. I'd love somebody to write me a letter, and so I could forward that letter to him and say, here's why you are so wrong.
Yeah, it's very twisted, no doubt about it. Well, this book is the basis of a major motion picture that is soon to be released starring Dean Cain. That will be coming soon, but this book here is what you need to read. These are the facts. You know, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, as well as Anne McElhaney and a fellow McElhaney could put together in researching this. Most amazing. I mean, this is really a shocking expose. Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. It is available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website as well. Fellum, you and Ann, take care. And thank you again for all your work and effort on this and whatever we can do to continue to promote this book and the movie that will be released later on this year. We're excited to come alongside and partner with you, okay?
Good. Well, that's fantastic. Well, get your listeners to write to me, too.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm.
So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against